News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Social Justice Ireland says Budget 2026 must boost core social welfare payments by €25 a week to close growing income gaps and meet the government's promise of progressive budgeting. We're joined by Suzanne Rogers, Research and Policy Analyst at Social Justice Ireland. Suzanne, why are you calling for a €25 increase in core welfare rates? I don't think that's ever happened in the history of the state before, that level of increase, has it?
You're probably right there. Thanks for having us on. I'm the eternal optimist, but this is what's necessary. So we call for core social welfare rates to be benchmarked against average weekly earnings at a rate of 27.5%. And in order to meet that level, core social welfare rates will need to rise by €25 this week to pull in that gap. Now, at the moment, core social welfare rate is €244 a week, which has to put the roof over your head, food on the table, heat bill, light bill. You've already mentioned utility arrears there. Summertime is traditionally a time for people to be able to maybe pay off arrears from last year, from last winter. We're not seeing that. We're not seeing people able to catch up. The essentials in your household have gone up in price right the way across the board. Everybody's finding their supermarket shop, their bills have all gone up. But if you're on €244 a week, it is actually impossible to cover the basics. So this is really what's needed to be able to bring people closer to a point where
How much would that cost?
Across all payments, you're looking at about €900 million.
Okay, so the guts of €1 billion.
Yeah, and I mean, to put that in perspective,
it's a lot of money, isn't it?
It is a lot of money, but it's an investment. And I think
it's not really an investment, it's current spending, it's not capital spending.
It is an investment in people. It's about making sure that people have, again, a roof over their head, food on the table, heat bill, light bill, that they're well. All of this has an impact across the system. So if you look at, there's a couple of things, Micheál Collins and SVP did a report a couple of years back now, so the figures could be out of date. The cost of poverty to the state is about $6.1 billion a year. And also, when we look at things like tax expenditures and tax foregone by the state, that's about $7.1 billion. So if you add those two up and take out the $1 billion that I'm looking for, I think it's as cheap as chips.
Okay. Now, people will listening this morning will point out we pretty much have full employment. It's hard to get workers at the moment to fill jobs. If you raise social welfare by €25, it'll act as a further disincentive to take up employment.
I'm not sure I agree with that, because you and I know well that we can't afford the nice things that we want, which is, you know, a dinner 7 days a week if we're trying to survive on €244 a week. When we're talking about core social welfare rates, the Job Seekers Benefit and Job Seekers Allowance is actually a really, really, really tiny proportion of the overall social welfare bill. So for anybody who's currently long-term employed or removed from the labour market and is able to work, what you tend to find once you dig into that is other barriers. I know myself from being unemployed, it was my educational attainment level at the time, it was my caring duties, it was transport, it was whatever recession you wanted, you know, whichever one, I've done a couple now, you know what I mean? So there's other things at play, and then there has to be a conversation then about the types of jobs that are available. So if it's maybe part-time work, is it secure part-time work, is it a 0 hours? So there's a lot of things at play here.
It's just one of the responses we tend to get on the show from listeners saying, and they say that they're middle income earners, they pay for everything, they don't get a free medical card, they don't get social housing, and they say, in contrast to those who are on social welfare who get all those things, and they say they are finding it really hard to make ends meet, and that they should be the focus of the government, not those who aren't at work.
I mean, when people talk about people getting social housing, if you get social housing, you pay your rent on that.
Well, you do. And I'm not suggesting it should be any other way, but the rent is very small.
The rent is very small because your income is very small. And when people talk about people getting HAP, it's the landlord who gets HAP. So again, we are looking at a core payment of €244 a week. Your medical card does allow you to just access your GP, you still got to pay for your other few bits and pieces. And again, social housing, you do pay for that out of your €244 a week. So you do have to ask yourself, on that kind of a tight budget, the presumption is that somebody's making an active choice to say, OK, I could go out and get a job, but I choose to remain on €244 a week, which again is actually €122 a week below the poverty line. There's enough money there. I know, I appreciate you've given the minister on later on. I mean, we have, there's money there for sort of the capital spending bit. If we actually had an adequate social housing system, public transport across the country, you know, all of these other things, if they were all in play, the social welfare conversation could actually be slightly different. You know, there's a lot of money moving around the system in lots of different places. And as I said, a lot of it is being spent on trying to undo the damage of poverty, undo the damage of homelessness.
All right, Suzanne. Listen, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Suzanne Rogers, Research and Policy Analyst at Social Justice Ireland. A 25% increase in social welfare. What do you think? Yay or nay? 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.